presence, but if you could do that
this
again.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Stephen. If you could do that now, please. And what I'll do is I'm just going to work down the list so we're not all talking over each other, just to see who's present. Judge Barton?
Here.
Very good, thank you. Judge Cope? So not present as of yet. Judge Earl? And I don't
Here.
Think you, oh, she is. Oh, you're joining us. Great, thank you. Excellent, very good. Judge Good? Not present. I feel like I'm taking a roll call in class. Judge Herman?
Present.
Thank you. Judge Heinrichs?
Present.
Judge Holland? Nope. Judge Kaufman?
Present.
And Judge, I owe you a phone call. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Judge Cool? Judge Cool? All right. I think she was traveling today. I'm not sure. Judge Lee?
This is Glenda Saunders. I've just joined the meeting.
All right. I'll show Judge Saunders. Thank you. Judge Lee? Not present. Judge Maragonda, you've already told us you're here. Judge McCabe, are you on yet? Brian? All right, I'm going to show he's not here for now, but I think he's listening in. Judge Saunders, you just joined us. Judge Smith, you've announced your presence. Sherry Carter? I think Sherry was out today.
This is Carolyn Cool, just joined.
Right. Thank you very much. Rick Feldstein, you told us you were here. Rebecca Fleming? Rebecca is, I think, off today. I talked to her yesterday. Tammy Grimm?
Here.
Thank you. Jose Guillen? Thank you. Sam Hamrick, you've announced your presence. Kevin Harrigan announced your presence. Jeffrey Lewis?
Yes.
Here.
Thank you. Mike Planet and Mike Roddy, both Bobs, announced their presence. Brian Taylor? Not on. Mary Beth Todd?
Present.
Thank you. Tanya, and I'm always going to mispronounce this, I apologize, Ergen Kobianko? Not present. Chris Volkers? Not present. David Yamasaki?
Present.
Great, thank you, David. And from JC, we have with us Zlatko and Steven, correct?
And Lucy.
And Lucy, excellent. Okay.
And Millicent Tidwell.
Very good, thank you.
Hello, Jody's here as well, Judge.
Oh, and Jody's there too. Great, thank you.
I thought we heard one more.
Les Holland here. I just dialed in.
Great, Judge. Thanks so much. We just finished roll call, so your timing's perfect. Has anybody else called in since I've been taking roll who did not announce their presence?
This is Judge Lee. I think
Yep,
spoke
perfect,
over
Judge.
Your announcement that Jody was around. Sorry.
Nope, not a problem. Thank you. So it looks like we have a significant portion of the committee present. I appreciate that, especially considering how busy you all are. So let's start off with just the ministerial task of the approving the meeting minutes of the August 5th and October 13th meetings. Any motion to approve?
So moved.
And that was?
Judge Smith.
All right, Judge Smith, move to approve. Any second, announcing your name, please, to approve the minutes?
Yamasaki, seconds.
All right, so the seconds, the minutes of those prior meetings are approved. All right, we are on the record. This is a public meeting. We have received no public comments concerning the issue, which is the only item on the agenda, and I'm just reading directly from the agenda, the proposed change to the trial court trust fund program, trial court operations and state court operations appropriation, and the new special display related to state court funding not distributed to the trial courts. This is an action item. There's been significant work performed on this by a subcommittee made up of the chairs of Judge Earl and Sherry Carter. I've had significant conversations with them before. Judge Earl, if there's anything you want to add, please chime in. But after significant meetings and detailed meetings with the subcommittee, the suggestion has been to approve the recommendations. That was a unanimous suggestion. So now I'm going to let Stephen Chang walk us through those suggestions. And again, this is, as we discussed in the subcommittee, we're not discussing the guidelines per se of these issues. We're just discussing the schedule and the display. Stephen. And Lori, again, Judge Earl, if you want to add anything, please, by all means. Stephen?
Buff, are you going to start off?
No, go ahead, Stephen. I think I'll add any commentary at the end as we go along. I think we had a I guess I will. Just so you know that this is in response to the California State Auditor's recommendations regarding fiscal transparency and a better understanding of the budget as they raised issues regarding state operations and local assistance, which are terms used in state of California budgeting, some lack of clarity and some confusion that they believe should be addressed. And this recommendation was directed to the legislature, but we in our audit response said that this is something that we would work with the administration and the legislature in attempting to address. And we believe that the solution that's been supported by the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee and being presented to you today here should address what is one part of multiple recommendations regarding fiscal transparency and fiscal controls. So we do think it's important that it is important as it moves forward to better understand how all the funds that are distributed to the branch by the state and then how it works ultimately. You know, at the trial court level, at the various levels of our branch operations, because I think it's confusing to some, and this special display and the alignment of the expenditures will help further understand what happens to those dollars that come either directly to the trial courts or that resources that benefit the trial courts or may actually go to 9 trial court entities, but still are part of the overall operations of the branch. And so I don't know if there's anything else Stephen thinks I need to add at this point, so I'll just turn it over to him. One last thing is that, as I said, I mentioned we're working with the Department of Finance, and so they were presented with the, since the materials were public as part of the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee, the materials that you have before you today, we provided those to them when that meeting was held and asked for any input and any concerns, and as of yet, we have not heard any concerns from DOF staff about any of the changes and the displays that are proposed before you today. And finally, since these are just audit responses and not a change in any policy per se, we believe that this is the appropriate level that these would be taken to, especially as these were what was the recommendations in the audit, as far as the Budget Advisory Committee being the final stop before we go to the Department of Finance and Legislature with these displays. So I don't think this is something that is necessary to go to the council, as this is just a restatement of what it is that is already budgeted and just in a more clear way. So we think that this is the appropriate level to go to in terms of vetting on this issue. So I think with that, I think I've gotten everything, and I'll turn it over to Stephen. Unless there are questions about what I've just presented. Very good. Stephen.
Good afternoon. In particular, since this issue is somewhat technically dense and somewhat complex, I've been asked to give an overview of the issues and the recommendations being made by the Revenue Expenditure Subcommittee and to give a little bit of the background. I'll try to keep this fairly brief. So in terms of the background, Martin Hoshino, the Administrative Director of the Judicial Council of California, asked a joint working group of the Judicial Council of California staff as well as members of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, to come up with 2 sets of recommendations. The first set relates to transparency, or to put even more simply, making it easier to understand state trial court funding for the general public as well as the judicial branch stakeholders and justice partners. And that relates to recommendations 3, 4, and 5, if that helps. So recommendations 3, 4, and 5 are mostly related to making information related to state trial court funding easier for folks to understand. Recommendations 1 and 2 is related to the second task that Mr. Hoshino asked the joint working group to address, and that is the accounting definitions and practices related to local assistance and state operations appropriations as they relate to state trial court funding, as well as any money used out of the 2 special funds that generally are established to support trial court functions, that is the Trial Court Trust Fund and the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund. I'm going to probably refer to them as CCTF as well as IMF for those 2 funds. So we'll start with the first 2 recommendations, 1 and 2, and that are related to accounting definitions and practices and use of state local assistance, state operations and local assistance. The current practice is that any monies that are spent on JCC staff for their salaries, benefits, and some of their overhead costs, such as rent, are charged to the state operations appropriation. And in your materials, as you've seen, the Department of Finance defines that as monies expenditures that support state government. All the other expenditures in state trial court funding and those two specific special funds, TCTF and IMF, are spent out of the local assistance appropriation. And the current practice is that there's basically three categories as it relates to the characteristic of whether it supports state government or local government and locally administrated activities, is that there are monies that go directly to the trial courts, and I think everyone would agree that that is the most narrow and obvious definition of local assistance, which it means goes outside of the state government. There's another category of expenditures that goes to other entities, non-trial court entities, including Superior Court judges who are not trial court employees, to the state bar, which arguably could be considered a state entity, but is really a locally administrated entity, the CASA programs, the court-appointed special advocates grants, and that's the second category of expenditures that are currently that use the local assistance appropriation for distribution. The third category, and really this is the category that was mainly brought up by the California State Auditor's Report, are those expenditures that JCC staff spend on behalf of trial courts. The trial courts get the benefit, whether it's a service provided to the trial courts or product received by the trial courts, but it's JCC staff that work with the vendors, run the programs that eventually result in services or products being delivered to the trial courts. The main issue, when it came right down to it for the working group, was how to classify those monies that are spent on behalf of the trial courts. Those are probably the ones that could arguably be either state operations or that have a flavor of both state operations and local assistance. Relying strictly on the Department of Finance definitions, they are all in support of local government, the trial courts. They may not go directly to the trial courts, but it seems to clearly fit within the next definition of local assistance. And because the legislature had an opportunity to respond to the state auditor's recommendation to more clearly define local assistance versus state operations and did not do so. There's no activity in the legislature, or no proposals being made to change any of the definitions or the use of the appropriations. The Department of Finance is also not taking any particular position on whether or not a change should be made. Although, as Zalka mentioned, they're open to the branch coming up with some suggested changes to improve how or change how those expenditures are categorized. I think it's fair to say that the group found no compelling reason, no obvious reason to make any changes to the current status quo. There's nothing that was egregiously wrong or obviously should be changed. And also that the discrete nature, if you look at Attachment B in the report to the subcommittee, it's very clear that the expenditures are all isolated. They're very discrete, except for a couple of appropriations where you have a combination of monies being distributed directly to the courts as well as monies being spent on their behalf. So the subcommittee or the working group had contemplated and deliberated whether or not those should be under a separate appropriation or should be defined differently. And they came to the conclusion that it seemed appropriate for various reasons to keep the current practice as is. The major deficiency of moving any of those expenditures to state operations is that it could increase the pro rata charges that are applied to expenditures related to state operations. It's for the support of state government, the Department of Finance, and other state agencies charged for their services based on the amount of expenditures related to state operations. So this working group recommended to the Revenue Expenditure Subcommittee that there be no changes made to the current practice in terms of how it's used. They also did not try to address the definitions because that would have been a huge complex task that would involve changing definitions that are not meant to apply just to the judicial branch but to all of state government. And they did not take on that task specifically, but mainly tried to focus on how do we use these appropriations because there is some flexibility in terms of how to ship those around. One thing that's interesting to note is that strictly according to the Department of Finance's definition of local assistance, the monies we're currently charged to state operations could be considered local assistance and could use the local assistance appropriation, but it's a convention of the Department of Finance and the State Controller's Office to charge all of those to the state operations, regardless of whether they're supporting state government directly or directly a local government entity. And so because it's the judicial branch is maybe not necessarily unique but has some special features where we really do cross the line in terms of are we purely a state entity or are we a mix. There are some gray areas, but the working group and the subcommittee decided that the current practice and the current convention should remain. So that's recommendations 1 and 2. I can maybe take any questions or any comments before I move on to recommendations 3, 4, and 5.
Any questions on those or anything you wanted to add, Judge Earl? That seems pretty consistent with what we discussed. Okay.
Yeah, nothing from me. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Stephen?
Okay, so moving on to recommendations 3, 4, and 5. But before I do, 1 and 2 also, it does involve, I wouldn't say strictly accounting. There are some other, you could also look at it as a transparency issue. If you look at the Budget Act, it's pretty confusing to the average person because none of the state trial court funding items, if you look at one of attachment D, I believe, they're not all together. They're all dispersed throughout the Budget Act, and it's not a vehicle that's meant to try to explain in great detail how monies are spent. And so that kind of leads to recommendations 3, 4, and 5. In terms of transparency, what is the most appropriate vehicle? There are many ways you could try to disseminate information, but the group decided to rely on the most read public document. So apart from the Budget Act, which what we're talking about is the final budget summary produced by the Department of Finance, because a Budget Act can be amended and it may not reflect a governor's veto. So the final version of the budget that reflects all the relevant amendments by the legislature, as well as all of the governor's veto, is published in the final budget summary. So that's the document that is attached in attachment D. But as you can see, if you're just looking at it, it's not easy to understand. The average person, even people within the state government, will not understand another agency's information because there's so many different codes. And it can be confusing. So the working group felt that probably the best vehicle is the governor's proposed budget document, which lays out in great detail in 3 years of detail of budgets and expenditures by program, by fund source, also provides fund condition statement. And there currently is a special display that details how state trial court funding monies are spent. It gives prior actuals as well as current year allocations. And so instead of reinventing the wheel, the focus is how can we make that presentation even more helpful and give more detail. And so the recommendations 3 and 4 is to revise a bit the current special display and to what's currently reflected in 2 or 3 lines, blow it up and show all the detail that we can fit into a new special display that's being proposed, and detail it by program and by fund. And that's recommendation number 4, to create a new special display that will provide greater detail on 2 sets of expenditures. One, those monies are spent on behalf of courts, not only spent on behalf of courts, but those monies that are not distributed to courts that either come from the Trial Court Trust Fund, the IMF, or under the state trial court funding appropriation, which is all local assistance. The general thought is, if you believe that all local census monies should go directly to the trial courts, that's not the case. And there are 2 categories of those that don't go to the trial courts. One are those special other entities, and the others are those where it's distributed and spent on their behalf. And so the new special display will display by program all the detail behind those kinds of expenditures. Recommendation number 5 is to acknowledge that there's even more detail that could be provided, but there's only a limited amount of space in the special display. Right now, what we're proposing is almost on the verge of being illegible, but the group felt that we wanted to provide all that information. But other information that could be provided could be in the California Court's website, could be program descriptions, go down to further level of detail, expenditures by certain kind of categories, other detail that might be helpful to the public.
I did want to add one thing, is that this special display is building upon information that has been previously provided. And to acknowledge, though, that almost all of what we're presenting, even in this special display, are contained in annual reports on expenditures from the TCTF and the IMF each year that we present to the legislature. So what we're just finding is that we just need to use this as the avenue to disseminate this information to help people understand the trial courts and how these funds flow. So we just think it's just a continual process of finding avenues to improve the knowledge about how the branch funding works, which is not simple like some other operational budgets are in the state.
Well, I think that's a good way to conclude, Judge Conklin.
Okay, so to cut to the quick, then we have the five recommendations that the subcommittee has considered and unanimously recommended approval on. Before I call for a vote, are there any questions about any of the five recommendations from anybody? And I'm sorry, that's my clock, and I don't want to mute the call right now. Sorry, bad timing. So unless somebody tried to speak over the chimes, and again, I'm sorry, I don't believe there were any questions concerning the five proposals. Is there a motion to adopt the five proposals? And if so, please, by name. So is there no motion to approve?
And this is Planet. I move to approve.
All right. Is there a second?
This is Marigond. I'll second.
All right. Motion and seconded. Rather than take roll, I guess since there's so many people on the phone, and this will help us with current attendance as well, I'll just take roll by name and just ask you to say yes or no as far as yes approving, no not. Myself, Judge Conklin, yes. Judge Barton?
Yes.
Judge Cope, have you joined us? Okay, so Judge Cope is not on the call. Judge Earl?
Yes.
Judge Good? Okay, he's not joined us yet. Judge Herman?
Yes.
Judge Herman, thank you. Judge Heinrichs?
Yes.
Judge Holland?
Absolutely.
Judge Kaufman?
Yes.
Judge Kuhl?
Yes.
Judge Lee?
Yes.
Judge Marigonda?
Yes.
Judge McCabe?
Yes.
Judge Saunders?
Yes.
Judge Smith? Judge Smith, you still with us? All right, looks like she might have dropped. Jerry Carter's not with us. Rick Feldstein?
Yes.
Tammy Grimm?
Yes.
Jose Guillen? You with us still? Okay, he may have dropped. Sam Hamrick?
Yes.
Kevin Harrigan?
Yes.
Jeff Lewis?
Yes.
Mike Roddy?
Yeah, yes.
All right. Maribeth Todd?
Yes.
And David Yamasaki?
Yes.
All right. Is there anybody that joined the call who I left off from the vote? All right. So I show the recommendations have been approved unanimously by those on the phone call. I also, it's been pointed out to me, and I apologize, I failed to actually ask for a vote on the approval of the minutes rather than have to go through roll call again. Is there anybody, if being asked individually, would vote not to approve the minutes? Hearing no responses, I'll show that the minutes are also approved unanimously. All right. I appreciate the work, everybody, especially of the subcommittee. As Stephen and Zlotko said, this is more than a complicated issue. Again, we have other work to do on this, but the preliminary work is done. And thank you most, obviously, to everybody, but to the work of JC staff and to Judge Earl and to Sherry Carter. They drilled down much further than any of us could hope to understand on this and were significant help in getting at least moving us along this far. I will note that the R&E subcommittee has a meeting in Sacramento on December 14th and 15th, and those of you that are on the what I call the WAFM subcommittee, we're going to meet the next day on the 16th, an educational meeting in the morning and a business meeting in the afternoon. Any other questions for the good of the order or concerns by anybody except for wanting to get off the phone call and start your Thanksgiving as early as possible? Anything else? All right, I'll show the meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Have a good one, John.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.